Joy to share God's word with you here this evening.
今天晚上能够跟大家在一起分享主的话，实在非常的喜乐。
The first prayer that the Lord taught us to pray was, "Hallowed be Thy name."
主教我们头一个祷告，愿你的名为圣。
That means the uppermost desire.In the heart of a true Christian is that God's name should be glorified.
在真正的基督徒里面，他最大的愿望乃是愿神的名得着荣耀。
Now we all know how concerned we are if our name is spoiled by somebody.
我们都知道，如果我们的名字给别人践踏了，这个是多么的可怕的事情。
How would you feel if You heard somebody was speaking something bad about your son or your daughter.
如果你有人说你儿子女儿的坏话，你的感觉会怎么样？
Even if one person said it, it would disturb you.
就算有一个人这样讲，你都会受到搅扰。
But the name of Jesus is dishonored throughout the world.
但今天主耶稣的名在全地都不被尊崇。
It's dishonored in India, it's dishonored in China, it's dishonored in America.
在中国、在印度、在美国都不被尊重。
And it's mostly dishonored by people who call themselves Christians.
而且特别是在基督徒的身上，我们都不尊重我们的主。
I want to read a verse in Romans chapter 2 and verse 24.
我们愿意读《罗马书》第二章第二十四节。
This is a quotation from the Old Testament.
这是从旧约引出来的。
And it was a charge that God made placed against the Jews that the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
这就神指着犹太人说，神的名。因着你们在外邦人的面前受到亵渎。
That is a quotation from Isaiah chapter 52.
这是以赛亚五十二章里面所说的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Where God said to the Jewish people.
神是对着犹太人讲的。
My name is blasphemed in the world because of you people.
我的名在地上被亵渎是因为你们的缘故。
How was the name of God blasphemed by the Jews?
神的名怎么样因着犹太人而遭到亵渎呢
That's important for us to learn.
对于我们来讲我们需要学。
Because one of the things I have discovered through studying the Old Testament
因为当我们读旧约的时候我发现到
is that the history of the Christian church is very similar to the history of the Jewish people.
基督徒的教会的历史跟犹太人的历史有相像的地方。
You know, three quarters of our Bible is Old Testament.
你知道圣经里面四分之三是旧约。
Why has God given us so much of Old Testament history?
为什么神把旧约这么多的历史给我们
？So that we can learn from the mistakes made by the Jewish people.
所以我们因此而从犹太人的历史里面我们学到功课。
And not make the same mistakes ourselves.
叫我们不再犯同样的错误。
A wise man learns by observing the mistakes of other people.
一个有智慧的人看到别人的错误而他学了功课。
So it's very good for us to study the mistakes made by other people.
所以我们能够读别人的错误对我们来讲是有益处的。
Then we don't have to make the same mistake ourselves.
这样我们就不会犯同样的错误。
So if you read the Old Testament and see the mistakes the Jewish people made,
如果你读了旧约，你发现以色列人所犯的错误，
we won't make the same mistakes ourselves.
那我们就不会犯同样的错误。
But exactly the same thing that God said to the Jews, I believe He's saying to the Christians today.
神对犹太人所说的话，今天他也同样对我们基督徒说。
My name is blasphemed among the nations because of you.
我的名在万国当中被亵渎，是因着你们的缘故。
And that is why Jesus taught us to pray. When you begin to pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name.
所以当主耶稣叫他门徒祷告的时候，首先说啊，愿我的父，愿人都尊我的父为圣。
We can pray that prayer as a ritual.
我们以为这些的祷告只是一个仪文。
But the meaning is that that should always be the uppermost desire in our heart.
但这实在的意思应该是我们心中最高的那一个愿望。
And the real spiritual man is the man whose uppermost desire is that God's name should be glorified.
就一个真正属灵的人，他里面最重要的乃是叫人都尊神的名为圣。
Now you may have that desire, but it may be number 30 or 35 in your list.
你可能有这样的一个愿望，但可能是里面第三十、第四十个愿望。
Well, that's good. It's better than nothing.
当然，比没有好一点。
But if you're really spiritual, that'll be number one.
但如果你真是一个属灵的人，这是你首要的。
Lord, I don't care what people say about my name, but let your name be glorified.
哦，主啊，我。别人怎么说我没有问题，但愿你的愿人都尊你的名为圣。
I don't care what people say about our church, but let the name of Jesus be glorified.
我别人怎么说我们教会不重要，愿人高举耶稣的名。
I don't care what people say about my son or my daughter, but let your name be glorified.
哦，我不，别人怎么说我儿女不重要，但是愿你的名得着荣耀。
It is when we examine ourselves by that.That we discover that we are not so spiritual as we think we are.
当我们这样来省察我们的时候，我们就发现我们其实不是很属灵。
Forget about other people.
不管别人怎么样。
Let's ask ourselves.
我们来问问我们自己。
Is my life glorifying God, or is it bringing dishonor to His name?
我的生活是荣耀神吗？还是给神的名带来羞辱？
God has brought us to salvation.So that we might glorify His name.
神拯救我们，把救恩给我们，叫我们能够荣耀他的名。
Adam was created to glorify God.
亚当是为了神的荣耀而创造的。
And when Adam fell,
当亚当失败的时候，
Jesus came to save us.
耶稣来拯救我们。
To bring us back to that original purpose that we might glorify God.
把我们带回本来的地位，叫我们能够荣耀神。
Now, in the Old Testament, we read about the story of the Israelites who came out of Egypt.
我们在旧约里面读到以色列人从埃及被拯救出来。
That's written in great detail.
是讲得非常的详细。
And many times that incident is quoted in the Old Testament.
哦，在很多次都在新约里面又引了出来。
You read about it in the Psalms.
然后你在旧约里面，在诗篇里面引出来。
You read about it in many, many places in the Old Testament. The Israelites always looked back to that incident.
在旧约许多的地方，你都看到以色列人他们就回顾被带出埃及的那件事情。
And the interesting thing is that it is mentioned at least three times in the New Testament.
更有趣的是，在新约的里面最少也再提了三次。
And I want to show you what is.Written in the New Testament as a warning for us.
我要提醒，在新约的里面所提的是对我们的一个警戒。
You know, when God called them out of Egypt,
当神召他们出埃及的时候，
I want to show you a verse in Exodus in chapter 3.
我提一点，在出埃及记第三章里面。
We know that those Israelites were slaves in Egypt for more than 400 years.
有以色列人在埃及为奴400年。
And it says there that they cried out to God in Exodus chapter 2.
在出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23.
第二章第二十三节那里说。
In the last part it says, The sons of Israel sighed because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry for help came because of their bondage, rose up to God.
因为以色列人因着做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
And God heard their groaning.
神听到他们的哀声。
Verse 25, God took notice of them.
第25节神看顾他们。
And God said, I'm going to do something to help them.
神说我要帮助他们。
And he sent Moses, you read in the next chapter.
我们读下面一章，神就差了摩西来。
Now, he had been preparing Moses for 80 years.
神在那里预备摩西，预备了80年。
And then he sends Moses to them.
然后他差摩西到他们当中,
and listen to the promise that he gave to those leaders of Israel.
哦,你看看他神对于以色列人,那些领袖的应许。
There were two parts to that promise.
那个应许有两部分。
We can say it's like the two sides of a coin.
好像一个钱币的两面。
Listen to it carefully.
请详细听。
The first side of the coin in verse 17 is, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt.
头一点就是说,
Chapter 3, sorry.
第三章,
Chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章第十七节说, 要将你们从埃及的困苦中领出来。
That's the first side
这是一面,
of the coin.
这是那个银币的一面。
The first part of the promise.
这是应许的头一部分,
I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt.
要将你们从埃及的困苦中领出来,
and the second part of the promise,
那应许的第二部分,
was, I will bring you into the land of the Canaanites, etc., a land flowing with milk and honey.
第二部分乃是要带你们进入迦南地，就是那牛奶与蜜之地。
So this land that was ruled by the Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites, Israel was going to occupy.
就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西非人、耶布斯人，以色列要占据他们的地。
So let's get this clear in our mind.
我们头脑要看清楚。
They were to come out of Egypt and into Canaan.
他们从埃及里面出来，进入迦南。
But you know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生?
If you read the book of Numbers,
如果你读民数记的话,
you see that when God brought them after 2 years to the borders of the promised land,
当经过两年以后, 神把他们带到迦南地的边界,
just 2 years after they left Egypt,
就是他们离开埃及刚刚两年,
they came to a place called Kadesh Barnea.
他们就来到加底斯的加底斯这个地方。
And there God said, now go in and possess this land.
神说你们要进去要得这地。
But we read in Numbers,
如果你读民数记,
and chapter 14,
民数记第14章的时候,
the children of Israel wanted, we read in verse 4, to go back to Egypt. They appointed a leader to return to Egypt.
第四节那个以色列人说他们不容易一个首领要回埃及去。
And they said, we don't want to go in.
这里他说我们不要进去。
Because the people who went and looked at the land,
因为这些人他们去了看了这块地。
And they said this in chapter 13 and verse 31.
在13章第31节那里说,
we are not able to go up against the people, they are too strong for us.
我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And when we looked at them, verse 33, we looked like grasshoppers in our own sight because they were so big.
33节那里说呢，看我们自己好像蚱蜢一样。
Those were huge giants who lived in Canaan.
因为在迦南地那些都是伟人的后裔。
You know, like Goliath was one of those tall men.
好像哥利亚那个巨人。
And these Israelites looked so small.
以色列人是那么矮小。
And they said, we can't go.
他们说我们不能去。
But there were two people we read in chapter 14, verse 6, Joshua and Caleb.
在第14章第6节那里有两个人，就是约书亚与迦勒。
No, we can go in.
他说我们可以进去。
If verse 8, if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land.
第八节说，若或者喜悦我们，必能够把这个地赐给我们。
What was the difference between Joshua and Caleb and the other 10 spies?
加勒跟耶稣亚跟别的有什么不同呢?
They all saw the big giants.
他们都看到那个巨人。
Joshua and Caleb were also not very tall, they were small
people. 耶稣亚跟加勒他们也不是很高大的人。
But they believed that God was more powerful than those giants.
但是他们相信神是比那些巨人更
And so we read in the rest of that history that God was so angry with them.
所以在历史里面说神对这些人发怒。
That he permitted 600,000 people who came out of Egypt to die in the wilderness.
神允许从埃及出来的600万人死在旷野。
Only two people went in.
只有两个人进了迦南。
Joshua and Caleb.
约书亚跟迦勒。
And then the new generation.
然后新的一代。
The old generation, nobody went in.
旧代没有人能够进迦南。
Now, sometimes we think that if God has made a promise, it will definitely be fulfilled.
有的时候我们以为神发的应许，他一定要完成。
Was it fulfilled here?
在这里应验了吗？
I want to tell you something.
愿你们，我愿意告诉你们。
If God makes a promise to you,
如果神对你有一个应许，
it's not necessary that it'll be fulfilled.
不一定要成就。
That may surprise you.
那你可能觉得很惊奇。
How can God's promise not be fulfilled?
为什么神的应许不能够成就呢？
Well, I'll show it to you right here. We just saw it.
我们在这里就看到。
What did we see in Exodus 3?
我们在出埃及第三章那里说什么？
Double promise of God.
那里说神双面的应许。
I will take you out of Egypt.
我把你们带出埃及。
I will bring you into Canaan.
我要把你们带进迦南。
And all those 600,000 people heard it.
在那个60万的人都听到了。
And the first part was fulfilled.
头一部分应验了。
They came out of Egypt.
离了埃及。
What about the second part of that promise?
那第二部分呢？
Was it fulfilled for the 600,000?
对，那60万人有没有应验呢？
No.
没有。
Only for two people.
只有两个人。
So that teaches us
这就教训我们,
that God's promises are not automatically fulfilled.
神的应许不是自动的应验。
And that applies to you and me also.
这对你跟我也是这样。
What did I say? A wise man learns from the mistakes of other people.
一个有智慧的人从别人的错误学了功课。
These things are written for our instruction.
这些事情记下来是为了指教我们。
Let's apply this to our life.
我们用来在我们的生活里面。
Is it possible that God has made some promise for us in the New Testament and it's not fulfilled?
神在新约里面有没有一些的应许好像在我们身上没有应验呢？
I believe so.
我相信会,
many Christians
有许多的基督徒,
are not experiencing the full blessing of the New Testament.
他们没有在那里享用了新约里面那个完整的应许。
And the New Testament warns us about that.
旧约一直提醒我们。
I want to now turn to the New Testament.
我们愿意再翻到新约。
And show you three places where this incident which we just looked at is given to us as a warning.
你就发现这件事情再次提醒我们，成为我们的警戒。
First of all, in 1 Corinthians,
我们先看哥林多前书。
You know, Paul is speaking here in chapter 9 and verse 24.
保罗在第9章24节那里向我们说,
He's taking an example from the Olympic Games.
他在这里好像说在场上赛跑一样。
You know how it is in the Olympic Games, so many people run, but one person gets a prize.
好像在奥林匹克那么多人在那里赛跑，只有一个人得冠军。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
第9章24节。
Don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize?
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。
You know, he's writing to the Corinthians.
他在这里写给哥林多人。
These Corinthians were born again.
这些是重生得救的,
they were baptized.
他们受浸了,
they had received the Holy Spirit.
他们有了圣灵,
but they were so worldly.
但是他们非常的属世,
they were not growing up. They were babies spiritually.
他们没有成长,
there was sin in their church.
他们在教会里面犯罪,
and so much of worldliness.
非常的属世,
they were fighting with each other.
他们彼此的征战,
some of them were taking others to court.
有的人会告其他的人。
It was a very sad state of affairs.
是一个非常可怜的光景。
But they came together every Sunday, they broke bread.
但是他们每个主日都来到聚会，一同来拨饼。
They thought we are born again.
他说我们都是重生的。
They sang the songs.
他们一起唱诗。
And they thought they were fine believers.
他们以为他们是很好的信徒。
But the name of Jesus was blasphemed in Corinth because of that church.
但是神的名因着哥林多教会而受到羞辱。
Because their lives, people around them knew how they were living.
因为周围的人看到他们是如何的生活。
That's written for our instruction.
这是为了我们来写的。
So, Paul is telling these people,
Oh, 保罗告诉这些人,
you're a Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒，
Remember the Christian life is a race.
你知道一个基督徒的生活乃是一个赛跑。
The Bible says, let us run this race looking unto Jesus.
圣经里面说我们要指着耶稣基督来向前直跑。
And so he tells them, run in such a way that you will win.
他说你们要得失，为了得冠冕而跑。
And he says, everyone who takes part in a race disciplines himself so that he can win.
所以每一个赛跑的人他们为了能够得冠冕而节制。
And he says, I do the same with my own body, verse 27.
第27节他说我也这样来叫身服我。
And now listen to these words.
请听这样的话。
This is the Apostle Paul writing here.
这是保罗在这里讲。
He's not talking about the Corinthians.
他不是光光对哥林多人讲。
He's talking about himself.
他是对他自己讲。
He says,After preaching to other people, verse 27, I myself can be disqualified.
他说当我向别人传福音我自己反而被弃绝。
So he says, I can't afford to relax. I have to run this race.
他说我也不能够放松我也要跑。
And then, he says, I'll give you an example.
他说我给你一个例子。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
He says, I don't want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
他弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云像，从海中经过。
So, when he talks about himself being disqualified,
当他讲到他自己不及格，
he suddenly thinks of that Old Testament example.
他突然就想到旧约里面的例子。
He says, you remember the Israelites who came out of Egypt?
他你记得以色列人他们出埃及的。
What happened to them?
有什么事情发生在他们身上？
They were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
他们得羔羊血的救赎。
They were baptized in the Red Sea.
他们经过红海的浸。
They were baptized in the cloud that came from above.
他们因上面的云而受浸。
Which is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
那乃是讲到圣灵的预表。
But with all that,
经过这些。
They ate the manna, which is a picture of the Word of God.
他们吃玛纳，那是讲到神的话。
They drank from the rock.That flowed, water flowed, the picture of the Holy Spirit.
他们从磐石里面出来的水而喝，想到
圣灵。But with all of that, they never entered Canaan.
得到这一些，但是他们没有进入迦南。
That's what he's saying here.
这是他们讲的。
He says they were all, verse 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
说都在云里海里受洗归入了摩西。
They had two baptisms.
他们经过两次的浸。
In the sea and in the cloud.
云跟海的浸。
One was going into the Red Sea and coming out a picture of water baptism.
一方面他们经过红海，好像受浸水洗一样。
And the other baptism was the cloud came from heaven upon them.
另外说云从天而降。
Which is a picture of the Holy Spirit baptism.
是讲到圣灵的浸。
And then it says they all ate the same spiritual food, which is a picture of the Word of God.
他们都同样吃了属灵的食物，乃是
神的话。And they all drank the same spiritual drink from the rock, and that rock was Christ.
他们也喝了从灵磐石里面出来的水，就是圣灵。
But verse 5, God was not well pleased with most of them.
但是在他们中间多半是神不喜悦的人。
He didn't say all of them.
他不是说所有的。
Because two people God was happy with.
因为有两个人是神喜悦的。
But with most of them.
但多半的人。
Most of them doesn't mean 90%.
多半的人不一定是讲 90%.
It means 99.9%.
可能是 99.9%.
Only 2 out of 600,000.
只有两个在60万人当中。
Now in Egypt, when Moses said you must kill a lamb and put the blood outside the door.
在埃及神说你要杀一只羊羔把血擦在门楣上。
All 600,000 had faith and did it.
所有六十万人都有信心，他们也做了。
And that is the condition of us. We believe that Jesus Christ's blood has cleansed us from sin.
这是我们的光景，我们相信耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Good.
对。
Then the 600,000 came to the Red Sea, and Moses said, "We got to go through this."
然后六十万人经过红海，摩西说我们要经过这一些。
And all 600,000 had faith to go through.
六十万人都有信心来走过。
And we are told here in verse 2 that that is a picture of baptism in the water.
我这里说到是水洗。
So here is a picture of people who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
这么有一幅图画，乃这些人是这的羔羊保险的救赎。
Baptized in water.
哦，经过了浸。
Because the first part of the promise they believed.
因为头一部分的应许乃是他们信。
But the other side of the coin.
是另外一面呢。
The second part of the promise.
是应许的另外一面。
They did not believe.
他们不信。
And that is given as an example to the Corinthian Christians.
这也是在哥林多的教会里面给我们举个例子。
That is given as an example for you and me.
也是在我们的身上有的时候说明了。
Because it is possible that you may have believed the first part of the promise and not the second.
因为你可能相信了神同一部分的应许，没有相信第二部分的应许。
Now think what would have happened to you if you had not even believed the first part of the promise.
哦，你想一想，如果你连头一部分的应许都没有信，那怎么？
The Bible says that Christ died for the sins of the whole world.
圣经说。基督为世人而死。
That is very clear in 1 John 2 verse 2.
在约翰一书第一章第二节那里。
He is the propitiation for the sins of the whole world, it says.
他为了世上所有的人做了挽回祭。
Then why isn't the whole world saved?
那为什么没有，就全世界人都没有，不是全世界人都得救呢？
He died for the sins of everybody in this Bay Area.
主耶稣为了湾区所有的人流血。
Why isn't everybody saved?
为什么不是所有人都得救呢？
Even though Christ died for their sins,
虽然基督为他们的罪死了。
Any man on the street here,
今天每一个人在街上的。
We can tell him Christ died for your sins.
我们可以告诉他耶稣为你的罪而死。
He took the punishment for your sin.
哦，耶稣哦是为了你的罪受了刑罚。
Why is he not saved?
If
Christ died for his sin.
为什么他今天还没有得救？因为基督已经为他的罪死了。
If Christ has taken the punishment for his sin, why is that man on the street not saved?
哦，基督已经为了他的罪接受了刑罚，为什么那个人没有得救？
How is it you got saved?
那你怎么得救呢？
What is the difference between you and him?
你跟他有什么不同？
Is it because you lived a better life?
是不是因为你活得好一点呢？
Is it because God picked out your name from a hat and didn't pick out his name?
是不是神在这个帽子里面把你的名字抽签抽出来，没有抽他的名字呢？
No.
不是。
You know the reason.
你知道这个原因。
You believed.
因为你信。
And that person doesn't believe.
那个人他不信。
That's the only difference.
这是唯一的不同。
I think there may have been some people in some Israelites in Egypt who said, "Oh, why should we put the blood of the lamb outside our door?"
哦，我相信可能有一些以色列人，为什么我们要把羔羊的血放在我们的门框上？
We have lived good lives. No angel of death will come into our house.
我们生活得很好啊，死亡的天使不会进到我们。
We don't need any blood of any lamb or anything.
我们不需要这些羊的血。
What do you think would have happened to that house?
如果这样的话，那个房子会有什么事情发生？
Even if they were good people.
就算他们是好人。
Their firstborn son would have died.
他们的头生的儿子会死掉。
Not because they were bad people.
不是因为他们是坏人。
Because a lot of other bad people, their firstborn son didn't die.
因为有很多那个坏人，他们的首生的儿子没有。
Because they put the blood outside the door.
因为他们把羊的血放在门上。
It was faith.
哦，这是因为信心。
It was faith that saved those people.
是因为信心拯救这些人。
And it was lack of faith that would have prevented these good people from being saved.
而是因为这些所谓的好人因为没有信心而死亡。
Same thing is true today.
今天也是这样。
God offers salvation to the whole world.
神给全世界的人有救恩。
The Bible says in 2 Peter 3, God wants all men to repent.
彼得前书二章那里说神要世人都悔改。
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, God wants all men to be saved.
在提摩太第一章第二节是神愿意万人得拯救。
Why isn't everybody saved?
但为什么不是所有人都得救呢？
90% of people in the world are not saved.
世界上 90% 人没有得救。
Why?
为什么？
They don't have faith.
他们没有信心。
So even though Christ did everything for their salvation, they still don't get it.
虽然神对于他们的救恩已经做成了一切，但他们还没有得到。
There are two sides. They don't even get the first part of their salvation.
这个两面的应许，他连第一部分都没有得到。
Now apply the same truth to the second side.
同样对于这个应许的第二面也是这样。
Now most of you sitting here, you believe that Christ died for your sins.
你们在座的，你们都相信耶稣为你们的罪死了。
You have received him and his blood has cleansed you from sin.
你们已经接受了他的宝血洗净了你们的罪。
But what is the meaning of entering the land of Canaan, which is something else?
好的，什么乃是讲到进迦南呢？这是另外一件事。
It is quite possible that many of you sitting here have not entered the land of Canaan.
在你们当中，很可能坐在这里的人没有进入迦南。
Even though you've come out of Egypt.
虽然你们出了埃及
That's what Paul is warning here.
这是保罗在这里来提醒你。
With most of them, verse 5, God was not well pleased and they died in the wilderness.
因为多数的人他们不得到神的喜悦，他们死在旷野。
Now read the next verse, verse 6.
我们再读到第六节。
These things happened as an example for us.
这些事都是我们的鉴戒。
This is an example for us and a warning to us.
哦，这是对我们的一个鉴戒。
And again it says in verse 11.
第十一节在这里再说。
These things happen to them as an example and they are written for our instruction upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒并且写在经上正是警戒我们这末世的人。
So therefore what?
这讲到什么
？Verse 12,
第十二节。
Therefore,
所以
，if somebody thinks he's all right and he's standing, be careful lest you fall.
哦，自以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So that is the warning.
这是一个警告。
He's warning the Corinthian Christians.
他在这里警告哥林多的信徒。
Dear brothers,
亲爱的弟兄们
，and sisters,
姊妹们
，he's telling the Corinthians.
他对于哥林多的弟兄们
，you people are all saved and through the blood of the Lamb.
你们这些人都是因着羔羊的血而被拯救的。
You people in the church in Corinth, you have all taken water baptism. Great.
你们在哥林多的信徒都受了浸啊，很好。
But take a warning from those people in the Old Testament.
但是因着旧约的人，你们接到一个警戒。
That they did not enter into the second part of the promise.
他们没有进入这应许的第二部分。
Okay, now we go to a second example.
我们进到第二个。
That's the first time it is mentioned in the Old Testament.
这是新约里面头一次提到。
Now the same example is mentioned a second time in the book of Hebrews.
哦，同样的一个例子在希伯来书再次提醒。
In Hebrews in chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Now the Hebrews were also spiritual babies.
希伯来人也是属灵的婴孩。
And that we can read in chapter 5 and verse 12, Hebrews 5:12.
希伯来书第五章
chapter 5,
第五十二节
and verse 12.
希伯来书五章十二节
it says here that you should have become teachers by now, but you're still drinking milk and you are like babies.
哦，说你们应该可以做师傅，但是你们现在仍要吃奶。
And to them he tells them in chapter 3.
然后第三章他又告诉我们
What does he tell them?
他告诉我们他告诉他们什么呢
He reminds them of those people who came out of Egypt.
他就提醒他们那些从埃及里面出来的人
Verse 15.
第十五节
Chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
希伯来书三章十五十六节
Today if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart.
如果你们今日听他的话就不可硬着心
As those people provoked me.
哦，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Verse 16, who was the one who provoked God?
十六节的人那时听见他话惹他发怒是谁呢
？Those who came out of Egypt.
岂不是那些从埃及出来的人吗
？And he was angry with them. Verse 17, for 40 years.
第十七节你说神四十年之久厌烦谁呢
？And he was so angry with them that he told them he swore that they, verse 18, they will not enter his rest.
神对他们发怒，又向他谁起誓说不容他们进入安息的呢？
How did they come out of Egypt?
他们怎么能够出埃及呢？
By faith.
借着信。
Why they couldn't enter Canaan?
为什么不能够进入迦南？
Verse 19.
第十九节。
They were not able to enter because of unbelief.
他们不能进入安息，因为他们不信。
They wouldn't believe that God can kill these giants.
他们不信神能够杀这些的巨人。
So, is that a message for us?
这是不是对我们所讲的话呢？
Yes. Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Therefore, let us fear.
说。我们要畏惧。
Why should we fear?
我们为什么要畏惧呢
？Do believers have to fear?
信主的人要畏惧吗
？Is the Bible said believers must fear something?
圣经告诉我们说信主的人要畏惧吗
？It's written for believers.
这里是对信主的人写的。
Is it not written for unbelievers?
不是对不信主人写的。
What should we fear?
你们要畏惧什么呢
Let us fear lest God has given us a promise of entering His rest. One of you should come short of it.
免得神给我们的应许，我们自己先赶不上。
Then he takes the example of those people.
然后他又讲那些人，那600,000，那60万人。
They also, it says in verse 2, we have had good news preached to us just like them.
他说我们也有福音传给我们，就好像传给他们一样。
But the word they heard did not profit them, chapter 4, verse 2, because it was not mixed with faith in those who heard.
说只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
So that's the second time we are given a warning.
这是第二次神用话来提醒我们。
To spiritual babies.
对这些属灵的婴孩。
Who are not growing up.
没有长大的。
Then a third time.
第三次。
In the book of Jude.
在犹大书。
It's just before Revelation, the book of Jude.
犹大书是在启示录前面。
The book of Jude, it says.
犹大书告诉我们。
Jude wants to give a warning to those believers.
犹大要给信徒一些的警告。
And he says in verse 4, the last part,
第四节的后面一部分,
there are some people who are turning the grace of God into licentiousness.
他说有一些人将神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
You know what that means?
你知道这讲什么吗?
In English, the word licentiousness comes from the word license.
这个放纵情欲在英文这里说是有牌照的去放纵。
Some people have heard about the grace of God and they have taken that as a license to commit sin.
有人听到神的恩典，他以为神的恩典是成为他们放纵的根据。That's
the meaning of that verse.
这是这一节的意思。
That's not the real meaning of the grace of God.
这不是神恩真正的意义。
But some people have turned it into that.
但很多人把对神的恩典变作这样。
Now, you know what a license is?
你知道得了这个牌照是什么?
A driving license, for example.
当你有一个驾驶执照的时候,
if you don't have a driving license, you cannot drive a car.
如果你没有驾驶执照, 你就不能够开车。
But once you get a driving license, you can drive a car wherever you want.
当你得到驾驶执照, 你就可以开车去哪里都可以。
So some people thought the grace of God means now I've got a license to commit sin.
Oh, 有的人说我现在有神的恩典啊，我就有执照去犯罪了。
Why?
为什么?
Because if I sin,
因为如果我犯罪,
oh, the grace of God is there to forgive me.
Oh, 神的恩典会赦免我。
Oh, it was not like that under the Old Testament.
在旧约不是这样。
There we had to fear because there was no grace of God.
我们要畏惧，因为那个没有神的恩典。
But now we've got the grace of God.
那如今我们有神的恩典。
So now we can sin.
那我们可以犯罪了。
So grace, that's not the real reason why God gave us grace.
这不是神给我们恩典的真正原因。
But they turned the grace of God into a license to commit sin.
他们把神的恩作为一个放纵情欲的一个执照。
Do you know the number of believers in the world today who have turned the grace of God into a license to commit sin?
你知不知道今天在地上有多少神的儿女把神的恩典变为犯罪的执照?
The Old Testament Jewish people had more fear of God than many Christians today.
在旧约的犹太人，他们对神比今天的基督徒更敬畏。
Why?
为什么?
Because they had no grace of God.
因为他们没有神的恩。
They were afraid.
他们怕。
But today, so many Christians, grace means I can relax and it doesn't matter if I sin.
但今天基督徒来讲, 什么是神的恩典呢? 我可以放松, 因为犯罪也无所谓。
And Jude is writing to such people.
犹大对这些人写信。
And he says, I want to give you a warning.
他说我要警告你们。
And he says, I want to remind you, verse 5.
第五节他这里说我要来提醒你们。
I want to remind you, even though you know it, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe.
他这里说我要提醒你们从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地, 后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。
See, there's a third time that same warning from the Old Testament comes in the New Testament.
这是在新约里面第三次。 用同一个例子来警戒我们。
So we need to take this very seriously.
所以我们需要很严肃地来面对。
We need to try and understand what exactly was the meaning of these two sides of the gospel.
我们要清楚地看到福音这两面真实的意义。
What is the meaning of coming out of Egypt and what is the meaning of entering Canaan?
什么叫做出埃及？什么叫做进迦南？
Because I think many, many believers don't understand it.
我觉得很多信徒他们不明白。
See, today there's a lot of talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天有许多人讲到圣灵。
So many stupid things are being done by people saying this is Holy Spirit, this is Holy Spirit.
很多人做过很多愚蠢的事，他说这是圣灵的工作。
Now, there we can learn a lesson from here too.
我们也在这里可以学到。
What did we read in 1 Corinthians 10? There are two baptisms.
我们在哥林多前书那里说有两个浸。
The baptism in the Red Sea.
在红海的浸。
And the baptism in the cloud, we read that.
哦，我们也读到云的浸。
One is a picture of baptism in water. You go into the water and come out.
一个是讲到在水里面受浸，从水里面出来。
And the other is the Holy Spirit comes from above upon us.
另外一个乃是说圣灵从上面而临到我们。
Like the cloud came upon the Israelites.
好像云降在以色列人身上。
Now, we can ask this question.
我们可以问这个问题。
And then we will understand the reason why God gives the Holy Spirit.
我们就明白为什么神把圣灵给我们。
See, many people today, the Holy Spirit is just they.Talk about as if it's something to give them a thrill or an excitement or something like that.
今天人以为这个圣灵就是给他们来有一个兴奋一下而已。
It's very easy to go astray.
很容易来走歪。
And look at this Old Testament example.
用旧约的例子。
Why did God give them this baptism in the cloud?
为什么神叫他们在云中受浸？
Then we can understand why God gives us the Holy Spirit today.
那我们就明白为什么今天把圣灵给我们。
It was not just to give them some excitement.
不是只给我们兴奋一下。
Primarily, it was to lead them day by day by day by day to the land of Canaan.
最重要的乃是每一天每一天的引导他们，叫他们进入迦南。
To a land of victory.
进入得胜之地。
A land where the giants are killed.
那里的巨人要被他们杀掉。
An abundant life flowing with milk and honey.
那里是牛奶与蜜满了生命。
That is the reason why God has given the Holy Spirit today also.
这也是今天为什么神把圣灵给我们。
So let me show you a couple of verses in John's Gospel.
我们翻约翰福音几处。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
I'm sure you know this verse.
我相信你们都,
the last part of that verse.
约翰福音十章十节后半部,
first he talks about the devil.
首先他讲到魔鬼,
the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy.
说贼来了无非要偷窃杀害毁坏。
What has the devil come to do?
这些魔鬼来干什么?
To steal half the gospel from you.
是把福音从你们身上偷走。
From some people, he steals the whole gospel.
对于某一些人，他把福音整个的偷走，对于你们偷了一半。
They're not even saved.
那些人还没有得救的。
From them, we can say he has stolen the whole gospel.
魔鬼把全部的福音都偷走。
But from believers,
但对于信主的人
he has stolen half the gospel.
他把福音偷了一半。
They've got one side, but they've not got the other side.
我们得了一半，但没有得到另外一半。
They come out of Egypt, but they haven't got into Canaan.
他们出埃及，但是没有进迦南。
We can say the thief has come and stolen half the gospel.
我们可以说这些贼偷了一半的福音。
And the sad thing is, many of these believers don't even know that it's been stolen.
但最可怜的这些信徒都不知道福音给偷走一半。
For many years.
许多的年都不知道。
Supposing you don't check your bank statement for many, many years.
因为你从来都不看看你银行的账单。
And one day you discover half your wealth has all been stolen by somebody.
有一天你发现你有一半的钱都给人偷走了。
What would you do? Would you be quite happy about that?
那你怎么办？你会很高兴吗？
Oh, no. Money is very important for us.
钱对我们很重要的。
We would be very disturbed.
我们会非常的受搅扰。
We would go to the bank, we'd make reports, we'd make phone calls, we'd take a day off from work and do so many things.
我们会报告，我们要打电话，我们要做很多事情。
What about if you lose half the gospel?
如果你失去了福音的一半。
If I were to ask you,
我问你
，which is more important, the gospel or money?
对你来讲，福音重要还是钱？
We will all say the gospel.
你们都会说福音。
Why are you not so disturbed if half the gospel is stolen?
那为什么你们一半的福音给偷走，你们没有受搅扰？
The thief has come to steal.
贼是进来偷窃。
Now Jesus says,
耶稣说，
But I have come, verse 10, John 10, verse 10.
约翰十章十节说，
Why did he come?
说我来了。
Now listen to these two things.
这里有两件事。
There are two things in that verse.
这件事情这里有两件事。
I came, first of all, they might have life.
说叫你们得生命。
And second,
第二点
that they might have it abundantly.
而且得得更丰盛。
Now, what is the difference between life and abundant life?
终于讲到得生命并且得得更丰盛的生命有什么不同？
I'll give you two pictures.
我给你两幅图画。
Here is an old man lying in a hospital.
一个老人躺在病医院床上。
90% dead.
大概死了90%了。
With tubes and all types of things, with nose and veins and all that. Hardly able to breathe, can't walk, can't do anything.
不能动，不能走，不能。
With heavy breathing.
呼吸很困难。
Is he alive?
他有没有生命？
Yes or no?
他是活。
He's got life.
他是活的。
Now here's another young football player playing on the soccer field.
这个有一个运动员在踢球。
Is there a difference between that quality of life and this man lying in the hospital?
这个人跟他的这个生命有什么不同？
Which would you like?
你喜欢哪个？
I know which I would like.
我知道我喜欢哪个。
I'd like abundant life, not just life.
我需要那个丰盛的生命，不喜欢那个生命。
That's the difference in the Christian life between life and abundant life.
这乃是讲到生命跟丰盛的生命。
A lot of people have life.
许多人有生命。
Very few people have abundant life.
但是只有很少的人有丰盛的生命。
The thief comes to steal life and abundant life if possible.
这个贼来偷摄生命。或者偷摄丰盛的生命。
And if he doesn't succeed in stealing life, he'll at least steal abundant life.
如果他没有成功的偷掉生命，他起码要成功的偷掉丰盛的生命。
Okay, now what are these two sides?
这没讲到什么。
Let me show you another verse.
还有一节。
John chapter 8.
约翰第八章。约翰福音第八章。
You know the story of the woman caught in adultery.
你知道那个犯奸淫的时候被抓的妇人。
This is that story in the first 11 verses.
就是八章前面十一节所讲的。
The Pharisees wanted to kill her.
法利赛人要拿石头打死她。
And Jesus said, "Whoever is without sin, throw the first stone."
耶稣说，谁你们当中谁是没有罪的，可以拿石头打他。
They all went away.
他们都一个一个走开。
Except one person.
只剩下一个。
Who was without sin?
就是那个没有犯过罪的。
Who was that?
那是谁呢？
Jesus.
耶稣
He was there. He was without sin. He could have picked up a stone and killed her.
耶稣是没有罪的，他可以拿石头打这个妇人。
But do you know that Jesus doesn't throw stones at anybody?
你知道耶稣没有拿石头打任何人。
Do you throw stones at people?
你像不像人丢石头呢？
I don't mean physical stones. We don't do that.
我不是说你真正的拿实际的石头啊。
I mean with words.
我说用你们的话像石头打人。
Jesus doesn't throw stones.
耶稣不扔石头。
He didn't come to condemn, he came to save.
他来了不是定罪，是来拯救。
I've been a believer for 48 years, he's never thrown one stone at me.
我信主已经48年，耶稣没有向我扔一块石头。
Can any of you say Jesus threw a stone at you?
你们有谁说耶稣向你们扔石头吗？
Then don't throw stones at others.
所以你们也不要向别人扔石头。
If you've done it in the past,
如果你们以前扔过。
You throw stones at your wife?
向你的太太扔石头
or your husband,
向你丈夫扔石头
because they did something wrong.
因为他们做了错事
I'm sure it is not as wrong as this woman who was caught in adultery.
当然我相信他做的没有这个人做的这么错
How quickly we throw stones.
我们很快就把石头扔出去
We got to give up that habit.
我们要放弃那个习惯
And then Jesus looked at this woman.
耶稣对这个女人说
She knew she was a sinner.
她知道她是一个罪人
And there were two things Jesus said.
耶稣对这个人讲了两件事。
The two sides of the gospel.
福音的两面。
The Bible is so beautiful, it's exact.
圣经是非常的准确。
What are the two things Jesus said?
耶稣说的两件事什么
John 8 verse 11.
约翰八章十一节。
Number one.
第一点。
I do not condemn you.
我也不定你的罪。
That is always the first part of the gospel.
福音。的头一部分永远是
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪得赦免。
I don't condemn you.
我不定你的罪。
I blotted out your past. Praise God.
我把你的过去都涂抹，感谢神。
But there's a second part to it.
但是这个有第二部分。
Now, Don't sin anymore.
说从此不要再犯罪吧。
Those are the two sides of the gospel.
这是福音的两面。
Now you understood what coming out of Egypt and going into Canaan is?
你就看到这什么叫做出埃及进迦南吗？
One is life, the other is abundant life.
一个是生命，一个是丰盛的生命。
One is I don't condemn you, the other is don't sin anymore.
一个是我也不定你的罪，第二个是从此不要再犯罪。
Both together form the gospel.
这两面就形成了福音。
That is the full gospel.
这是完备的福音。
If you have only half,
如果你只有一半,
the devil has stolen the other half from you.
魔鬼其实把另外一半偷走了。
It's like somebody stealing half your property.
就好像有人把你的产业偷了一半。
For many people in the world, the devil's taken the whole gospel away from them.
对于世上的很多人, 魔鬼把整个的福音都偷走了。
With most believers, he has taken away half the gospel.
但是对于许多的信徒, 他偷了一半。
But now,
现在,
the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
今天, 圣经告诉我们说, 你要认识真理, 真理就叫你得自由。
You know, we can't become free without knowing the truth.
我们如果不认识真理, 我们就没有办法得自由。
If you don't know the truth, you won't be free.
如果你不认识真理, 你没有自由。
Jesus said that in John 8:32.
耶稣在8章32节那里告诉我们,
you shall know the truth,
你要认识真理,
and the truth shall set you free. So here's the truth that God is trying to speak to you this evening. There are two sides to the gospel, and it is quite likely that most of you have got only one half of it. But Jesus died so that you can have the full gospel. You don't have to pay for it. Supposing somebody God bought a gift for you of a two-volume encyclopedia.
有人送给你这个百科全书, 第一卷、第二卷。
And says, go and pick it up from that shop, I've already paid for it.
说你去那个书店拿麻吧, 我已经付了钱。
And you go and pick up one volume and come home.
你就拿了卷一就回家了。
Well, that's good. One volume you can learn quite a lot.
你拿了一卷, 百科全书可以学很多东西。
Maybe from A to N or so you can, after that it's in the second volume.
从A到N, 后面也没有,
and you look up something with W, it's not there in the first volume.
如果你找W就没有了。
What to do?
那怎么办呢?
There's another volume, brother, sister. You should go and get it.
弟兄姊妹呢,还有一卷, 你还没有去得到。
You don't have to pay for it. It's already paid for.
你不需要付钱, 主已经付了代价,
you just go back to the shop and say, listen, this man paid for two books and I got only one.
你就回到书店说, 有人付了两本书, 我只拿了一本。
You say, here it is. You didn't take it. It was here for you.
他说,这里, 这是等着你拿的, 这是你的。
The second part of the gospel is like that.
福音的第二部分也就是这样。
It's free.
是,
Christ paid for it.
基督已经付个代价。
We got to just take it.
我们只要去得到。
Those who didn't have faith, did not put the blood of the lamb outside the door, did not get out of Egypt.
那些没有信心的, 没有把血放在门上, 他们没有出埃及。
Those who had faith, put the blood of the lamb outside the door, came out of Egypt.
这些有信心把羊的血涂在门上, 他们出了埃及。
But after coming out of Egypt, they didn't have faith to enter the land of Canaan.
他们出埃及的, 他们没有信心进入迦南。
It's all by faith.
是凭信。
Salvation is by grace through faith.
救恩乃是本于恩也因着信。
Okay, I'll explain what grace and faith is.
我再跟你解释什么是恩跟信。
Grace is God reaching out from heaven and saying, here is my gift for you.
恩典乃是神从天上临到地上说, 这是我给你的恩典。
So God is reaching out from heaven with every blessing in Christ for me.
神在天上把神一切的丰盛都给了我们。
And what is faith?
那信心呢?
Faith is my reaching up and saying, thank you, Lord, for that.
信心乃是我们伸手对神说,谢谢主,我接过来。
If you don't receive it,
如果你不接受,
it stays there.
那个恩典还在那里。
It doesn't become mine.
不是你的。
God is offering it.
神给你。
I have to take it.
我们要接受。
God's offering me life, He's offering me abundant life.
神给我们生命, 神也给我们更丰盛的生命。
Now let me show you in Romans chapter 6.
我们看罗马书第六章。
The true grace of God.
神真正的恩典。
Romans chapter 6.
我把书第6章,
verse 14.
第14节,
Sin shall not rule over you or have dominion over you because you are not under law but under grace.
罪必不能做你们的主, 因你们不在律法之下, 乃在恩典之下。
Now, he's not talking there about forgiveness of sins.
他这里不是说到罪的赦免。
Forgiveness of sins is through believing that Christ died for all your sins on the cross.
你罪的赦免是因着你相信耶稣在你钉在十字架上流血。
That he rose up from the dead.
他从死里复活。
I receive him into my life.
我接受他做我的救主。
I confess my sin.
我认我的罪。
And all the millions of sins I've committed in my life is blotted out in a moment.
我犯的那千千万的罪一下子就涂抹掉。
It's gone.
没有了。
So that is forgiveness.
那乃是赦免。
But now, he's talking about overcoming sin in the future.
这里乃是说到胜过将来的罪。
Now that is not just being cleansed in the blood of Christ.
这不光光是基督的血的洗净。
He says, now because you're under grace, sin cannot rule over you.
所以如今你在恩 点之下,
and
罪不能做你们的主。
Here in the NASB it says, sin shall not be master over you.
哦, 这里说, 罪必不做你的主。
How do you know if there are two people here saying that I am their slave?
这两个人在这里, 你怎么知道? 他说我是他的, 奴隶。
How can you find out whose slave I am?
哦, 你怎么就知道, 我是谁的奴隶?
If this person says, come here,
这个人说过来,
I don't listen.
我不听他话,
I'm not his slave.
我不是他的奴隸。
If this person says, come here and I go, I'm his slave.
这个人说来, 我就去了, 那我是他的奴隸。
So, he says, you are in the middle of verse 16.
第16节那里说,
you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
说你做 奴仆乃是顺从谁就是谁的奴仆。
That's very simple to understand.
这很简单。
You are a slave of one whom you obey.
你顺从谁就是谁的奴仆。
Here are two people.
这边有两位, 两个人。
It's very easy to find out whose slave I am.
很清楚知道我是谁的奴仆。
Just ask them to give me a command.
就算叫他们给我一个命令。
And the one I obey, I'm his slave.
我顺从那个就是我就是他的奴仆。
Okay, now listen.
你们听听。
In some situation,
在有一些的情况,
maybe somebody has provoked you very badly.
有的人可能他激怒你很厉害。
Now here's the devil and here's the Holy Spirit.
这里是魔鬼, 这里是圣灵。
And the devil says to me,
这个魔鬼说,
get angry and shout at him!
哎呀,你应该发怒啊, 对他骂他一句。
And the Holy Spirit says,
圣灵说,
keep your mouth shut.
闭嘴不言。
In 2 seconds, you can find out whose slave you are.
2秒钟以后你就发现你是谁的奴仆。
Maybe your wife does something wrong.
可能你的妻子做错了事。
And your husband or your husband does something wrong.
或者你的丈夫做错了事。
And there's the devil and the Holy Spirit.
魔鬼跟圣灵。
In 2 seconds, you find out whose slave you are.
2秒钟你就发现你是谁的奴仆。
Do you know how many believers are slaves to sin?
你知道有多少信徒他们是罪的奴仆？
They have believed for the forgiveness of sins.
他们信罪得到赦免。
But they have not believed to overcome sin.
但他们不信能够胜过罪。
They are two different things.
这是两件事。
One is coming out of Egypt, the other is entering Canaan.
一个是从埃及出来, 一个是进迦南。
Okay, let's take these Old Testament pictures.
我们从旧约的图画。
Pharaoh.
法老,
he's a picture of the devil.
他是代表那个魔鬼,
he ruled us.
他统治我们,
one day Jesus delivered us.
有一天基督拯救我们。
Now we come, what is Canaan? What are these giants in Canaan a picture of?
这个迦南地的这巨人是代表什么?
They're not a picture of Satan.
他们不是撒旦的。
That's Pharaoh. We are finished with Satan.
他们不是撒旦的代表，那是法老是撒旦的代表。
We don't belong to Satan now.
我们现在不属于撒旦了。
We finished with him.
我们与他
Jesus has
没有关系。
Delivered us from that.
耶稣已经拯救我们出来了。
But now,
现在呢
？These giants.
这些巨人、啊。
You know what they are a picture of?
你知道他们是说什么呢
？They are a picture of the lusts in our flesh.
是他们是代表我们肉体的情欲。
Anger,
怒气
That's a big giant.
那个是个巨人
You agree with me or not?
你们
Very big giant.
承不承认
Huge.
这个怒气是一个
You feel like a little grasshopper.
你就像一个小的蚱蜢
Giant says something, you jump. Yeah, I'll do.
这个巨人一说你就跳起来
Or another giant of Canaan.
迦南的另外一个巨人
is lusting with the eyes sexually.
眼目啊，色情的情欲。
A lot of people don't talk about it, but Jesus talked about it.
很多人不讲这些事，耶稣讲。
Jesus said, "If you lust with your eyes after a woman, you've committed adultery already."
耶稣说，如果你看了一个女人就动了淫念，你就是犯了奸淫的罪。
How many times have you heard a sermon on that?
你都很久没有听到这样的讲台了吧
？Is it because it's not important？
是不是因为它不重要呢
？Is it because nobody has a problem with that？
是不是说人没有这个问题呢
？Jesus spoke about it。
耶稣说过这些的话。
It's a giant。
因为这是一个巨人、啊。
It's a giant that's ruling in the lives of many, many men。
这是一个巨人，他在那里掌管了许多的人。
And those men obey that giant。
那些的人他们听了这个巨人的话。
Do they believe in Jesus?
他们信不信耶稣、
oh, yes.
当然他们信主。
Do they believe the blood of Christ has cleansed them?
他们信不信耶稣的宝血洁净他
们 Sure.
当然信。
But this giant, they cannot kill this giant.
但他们没有办法打退这个巨人。
And when somebody tells them, can't you come on, just kill this giant?
有人说你把这个巨人杀掉。
Oh, brother is too powerful.
弟兄啊，这个人太厉害了。
That's exactly what those Israelites said when they saw the giants in Canaan.
这个就是以色列人他们看到迦南的巨人的光景。
You ask people, can't you overcome this anger?
你就说你难道不能胜过你的怒气吗
no, brother, my father had it, my mother had it.
你说，弟兄，我的父亲是这样，我的妈妈也是这个样子。
I'm born with.
我生下来就是这个样子。
Years, this has ruled in our family.
我们家里都是这样的发怒。
You know, actually, it's an insult to God.
这其实对于神是一个羞辱。
To say that even God cannot overcome these giants in Canaan.
难道说神不能够胜过迦南这些巨人吗
？Do you remember when Goliath stood there once?
你记得哥利亚那个样子吗
？And King Saul and all the Israelites were trembling before him.
扫罗王所有的以色列人都发抖啊。
Because they were scared. Goliath was so powerful.
因为他们。惧怕，因为这个哥利亚太有力量了。
One young 20-year-old boy，
一个二十岁的一个小男孩
，called David，
叫做大卫。
He said, "I'll tackle him."
他说，我去不打他。
What did he have?
他有什么
？Did he have muscles?
他有肌肉吗
？He was so small compared to Goliath.
他跟哥利亚比，他是个小孩子。
But he had faith.
但他有信心。
Faith in what?
信什么呢
？My God is more powerful than Goliath.
我的神比哥利亚更有大能。
That's why he overcame.
这是他为什么能够得胜。
That's what Joshua and Caleb had.
这是约书亚与加勒所有的。
Joshua didn't look at his muscles and say, "I can handle that giant."
加勒没有看他自己的肌肉，说我能够胜过他。
He looked at God.
他是看神。
If he hadn't looked at God,
如果他没有看神
，he would have felt I'm a grasshopper. Front of this giant,
他就觉得他是一个蚱蜢一样。
But when he looked at God,
当他看到神
，he said these giants are like grasshoppers.
说这些巨人就好像蚱蜢一样。
You know that's faith.
这是信心。
Faith is to believe that whatever sin is defeating me day by day, God is more powerful than that.
信心乃是不论什么罪，每一天每天叫我失败，神是比他更有大能。
There are some people who have a bitterness in their heart against somebody.
有的人他心中对某一些人有一些的苦怨。
Something somebody did 20 years ago.
有些人二十年前对我做的。
They just can't forgive that person.
他就永远不能够赦免那个人。
That person who harmed them, he's quite happy.
那个人没有伤害他，他很喜乐。
But this person who's been harmed, he's so miserable.
那个伤害他人没有事情，这个被伤害的，哎呀，很可怜。
You know, it's terrible when you got a bitterness against somebody.
你知道，当你对一个人发苦怨的时候，这个是很可怕的。
Have you seen how that person can control your mind?
你看到那个人，他能够辖制你的心思。
Even when you go on a vacation, you can't enjoy it because that person is in your mind.
就算你去度假，你也不能够享受，因为那个人呢，在你的脑海里面。
You can't sleep at night because you spend so many hours tossing about thinking what to do with that person.
因为你晚上睡不着觉，你一直在想怎么样对付那个人。
He's quite happy. He's sleeping peacefully. You're the one who's miserable.
那个伤害你的人很高，很睡得很好，没问题。
Oh, bitterness is a giant.
这个苦毒是一个巨人。
And I'll tell you something that I've seen.
我看到的。
Many people have physical sicknesses because of their bitterness.
许多人因着他们里面的苦毒，而他们身体得了病害。
Whenever people ask me to pray for them for their sickness, the first question I ask is, do you have a bitterness against anybody?
每一次当有人要我为他疾病祷告的时候，我就问他，你有没有对某人有一些的苦毒？
It's a giant. It's a giant.
这是一个巨人。
It's ruling so many Christians.
在那里实在毁坏了许多基督徒。
And like that, we could go through so many sins.
同样我们可以讲许多的罪。
Jealousy.
妒忌。
Are you jealous of someone?
你妒忌某一些人吗？
Somebody who's got more than you.
有一些人比你有的更多。
Maybe better off financially.
比你更有钱。
Or his children are better than your children.
或者他的孩子比你的孩子更好。
Or he's got more gift.
或者他的恩赐
or more spiritual gift,
或者更多属灵的恩赐
or he's got a better car or a better house,
或者他的车他的房子比你好
you know that's why Cain killed Abel,
这也是为什么该隐杀了亚伯
because God blessed Abel and he didn't bless him,
因为神祝福亚伯没有祝福该隐
and he got so angry he killed his brother,
所以就发怒我就把他的兄弟杀了。
Do you know how many believers are jealous of others?
你知道有多少信徒他们妒忌别的信徒吗？
There are churches that are jealous of other churches.
有一些教会他们妒忌其他的教会吗？
They pray, Lord, send revival, but it must come to through our church only.
他说神啊，求你带起复兴，但是你要复兴我们呢。
You know, I teach people in our church in Bangalore.
我在我们的地方让你教导。
Lord, send revival to India. Let it come through anybody. We're not.
神啊，求你在印度兴起大的复兴，你的复兴临到任何。
You don't have to use us. Use anybody.
你不一定要用我们，用任何的聚会。
Lord, send a revival into India.
神啊，求你在印度带起复兴。
There's a lot of jealousy among God's people.
在神的儿女们当中有许多的妒忌。
It's a giant.
这是一个巨人
It's got to be killed.
是要把他杀掉
You know what Joshua did when he went into the land of Canaan?
你到约书亚进了迦南地他做什么呢
At one place it says he listed 31 kings that were killed.
他这里就说31个王给杀掉
And he called the Israelite leaders and told them to put their head on the necks of those kings.
然后他叫以色列人的领袖把他们的脚踩在这些王的脖子上。
Who are these kings?
这些王是谁
？These big giants, which the other 600,000 people were afraid of.
这些的巨人乃是那600,000人惧怕的。
How did Joshua conquer them?
约书亚怎么样胜过他们
？Not with his muscles or his weapons.
不是用他的武器，他的肌肉。
Just like David.
乃好像大卫。
By faith in God.
乃是大卫一样，在借着信。凭着神
I don't know what giant is ruling in your life.
我不知道在你们生命里面有什么巨人在那里毁坏了你们。
But if you're honest,
如果你们诚实的话
and you say, Lord,
你说主啊
I'm freed from Satan.
我从撒旦那里面得释放。
Pharaoh doesn't rule over me.
法老不再统治我。
I'm not in Egypt anymore.
我不在埃及了。
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
我是得着羔羊血的救赎。
I've been baptized in water.
我也受过浸。
I've received the Holy Spirit.
我接受过圣灵。
But Lord,
主啊
I have not killed the giants in Canaan.
我还没有杀掉迦南的巨人。
How did we start this message with the verse, the name of God is blasphemed among the heathen?
我们这一节 信息一开始我们说什么呢？我们乃说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
How is the name of God blasphemed among the heathen through me?
怎么神的名怎么样因着我而叫神的名得圣呢？尊为圣呢
？When I behave in an unChrist-like way towards somebody else.
当我这样的来到神的跟前，对着这些人。
First of all, towards my wife.
对着我的妻子。
Or towards your husband,
或者对着你的丈夫
，towards your neighbors,
向着你的邻舍
，towards people in your office,
对你的同事
，on the road perhaps with some other driver who does not follow the rules of the road,
或者是在路上开车那些不守规矩的人
，that's where we discover whether we have received grace to overcome sin.
那你就会看到我们有没有接受恩典能够胜过罪。
Yeah, I discovered that on the roads in India.
我发现在印度在路上我就发现了。
There, nobody follows any rules.
在那里没有人任何守规矩。
They just drive anywhere they like.
就那里就随便开来开去。
And in the beginning, I had great difficulty overcoming my reaction to these people who were doing all
kinds of things. 在一开始我没有办法胜过我对于这些人的反应。
I had to get victory over sin on the roads.
我要在路上来胜过罪。
To be Christ-like in my behavior towards this man.
叫我能够像基督来对这些人。
So there are many, many places where we discover these giants that are ruling in our life.
你说现在很多的地方，我们会发现有这些巨人，他在那里统管我们的生活。
And they don't get all killed in a moment.
他们不是一下子就给杀掉。
See, deliverance from Egypt was like that, one moment.
从埃及里面给拯救出来，一下子就出来了。
How long did they take to go through the Red Sea?
但经过红海要经过多久呢
？Just one night.
一天。
They were all out.
就都出了埃及。
How long did it take for you to be born again?
那你要蒙恩得救要多久呢
？One moment.
一下子。
You were under the devil one moment. Next moment you're under Christ.
你本来是在魔鬼的底下，第二时刻你就在基督的名下。
You read in the book of Joshua how long they took to kill the giants in Canaan?
你在约书亚记你看到他们在迦南地杀这些巨人要多久呢
？That was not one night.
不是一个晚上。
Many years.
许多年。
One by one by one by one, they had to kill those giants.
一个一个的要杀掉这些的巨人。
You can be freed from the devil in a moment.
你可以从一下子从魔鬼里面。
But the lusts in your flesh, you have to kill them one by one by one by one.
但你肉体的情欲呢，是要一个一个的把它对付掉。
That is the story of the Old Testament that we are warned of three times in the New Testament.
这是在旧约里面的故事，我们在新约里面被提醒三次。
You know the danger we face.
我们所面对的危险。
Is not the danger of rejecting salvation.
不是。我们拒绝福音的那一个危险。
None of us have rejected salvation.
我们这里没有人拒绝福音。
We could have neglected salvation.
我们可能忽略了福音。
You know the difference between rejecting your wife and neglecting your wife?
你知道你那个忽略了你的妻子或者拒绝你的妻子是不一样的。
A lot of people who don't reject their wife neglect their wife.
有许多人就是不是说拒绝你的妻子乃是忽略了你的妻子。
And a lot of people who don't reject their husbands neglect their husbands.
有的人不是在那里拒绝你的丈夫乃是忽略你的丈夫。
It says in Hebrews chapter 2,
在希伯来书第二章那里告诉我们
and verse 3,
希伯来书第二章第三节
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3,
希伯来书二章第三节告诉我们
How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
说你们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢
He's not talking about rejecting it.
他这里不是讲到我们拒绝
No, these are people who have not rejected salvation.
这些人不是拒绝救恩
They have accepted salvation.
他们是接受了救恩
They neglect it.
但他们忽略。
It's like getting married and then neglecting your partner.
就好像你结了婚，但是你就忽略了你的另外一半。
A lot of Christians are like that.
很多基督徒都是这样。
They've neglected their salvation.
他们忽略了他们的救恩。
That means you haven't valued it.
你没有宝贝你的救恩。
Tell me, in your life, in your personal home life, what is it that you neglect?
告诉我在你生活的里面有什么事情你忽略了
I don't think anybody sitting here neglects your bank account.
我发现你们在这里的没有人忽略了你们银行的户口。
Some people check it so many times in one day.
有人一天要看好几次。
Imagine if we treated our salvation like that.
如果你对于你的救恩是这样面对的话，
we would have become wonderful Christians by now.
那我们就成为很好的基督徒啊。
I'll tell you, we neglect things which we think are not valuable.
我们忽略那些我们觉得不重要不宝贵的事情。
Supposing you bought a copy of the newspaper, USA Today.
你今天买了一份报纸。
And you were reading it in the airport.
你在飞机场看。
And you left it behind somewhere.
然后你就看完就把它扔在那里。
It's not valuable, it doesn't matter.
这个不是很有价值，无所谓。
You won't leave a diamond ring like that somewhere.
你不会把你的钻石戒指扔在那里。
It's valuable.
因为它有价值。
We neglect what we don't consider as valuable.
我们忽略了那些我们不认为有价值。
Many Christians are saved, but they haven't considered their salvation valuable.
今天许多基督徒他们是蒙了拯救，但他们不以他们的救恩为宝贵。
They're thankful that they're not going to hell.
他们感谢神，他们不用下地狱。
But what about the name of Jesus being dishonored by the way I live?
但是神的名因着我的生活而受到羞辱。
But you may say, well, when I shout at my husband, nobody hears it.
那我说我在这里骂我的丈夫，没人听到啊。
If I yell at my wife, nobody hears it.
我在骂我的太太，没人听到啊。
When somebody's in the house, I'm very careful not to do it.
有人在家，我就不做啊。
You think nobody hears it?
真的没人听到吗？
You know, every time you yell at your partner,
你的每一次当你对你另外一半那里呼喊的时候，
the devil says to God,
魔鬼就对神说，
God, is that supposed to be your child?
神啊，那个是不是你的孩子啊？
Look how he's behaving.
你看他那个德行。
He goes and breaks bread on Sunday, he's a very holy person.
礼拜天来剥饼，他是很属灵的人。
But now look at him behaving.
你看他那个样子。
Or something you do in the office.
或者你在办公厅这样。
Some false statement that you sign to make a little more money.
你在签那些假的东西啊，叫你能够赚多一点钱。
Somebody you cheat just a little bit.
你欺骗人一点点啊。
Some little wrong somewhere.
做一点点的。
So nobody saw it.
没人看到。
Well, God says, the devil says to God.Look at that. Do you see what he's doing?
你看那个家伙干什么？
Do you know that the devil watches everything?
你知不知道魔鬼看每件事情？
You read in the book of Job that.
你在看约伯记。
He knew all about Job.
他知道约伯的一切。
He knows all about you.
他知道你做的一切。
It's wonderful that God could say to the devil.
神对魔鬼说。
Have you seen my servant Job?
你有没有看我的仆人约伯？
There's nobody like him in the whole earth.
在地上没有像这样的义人。
I read that as a young man.
我年轻的时候读这些。
I said, Lord, you must be able to say that about me.
你要指着我可以这样说话。
Why don't you say that?
为什么你？
Why don't you say to God like that?
你应不应该像神这样说呢？
Lord, I want to be like that.
主啊，我愿意做这样。
I want you to be able to say to the devil.
我愿意你能够指着我向魔鬼说。
See that sister or that brother who lives down there in the Bay Area?
你看看在湾区那个弟兄或者那个姊妹。
She's not like all the other believers.
她不像那些的信徒。
He's not like all the other believers.
她不像那些信徒。
Such a perfect and an upright person.
她是一个完全正直的人。
Doesn't hate anybody.
她不恨恶任何人。
Always humbles himself.
常常谦卑
walks in purity,
生活的纯正
walks in love and goodness to all people.
对所有的人都带着恩典与慈爱
So many people wrong him, but he's merciful and forgiving.
很多人对他不好，但是他是蛮有赦免与恩典
Satan, do you see what a work I've done in that person?
撒旦，你看到我在这个人身上所做的吗？
Can God say that about you?
神可不可以指着你这样说？
Then the name of Jesus is honored in your life.
那神的名在你身上就得荣耀。
Not just a question whether other believers think you're a holy person.
不光光是别的信徒觉得你是一个圣洁的人。
Can God say that you have accepted both parts of this wonderful gospel?
神能不能够说你接受了这个福音的两面？
Let me just say one more thing in closing.
我 最后要讲一点。
How many of you know the first promise in the New Testament?
有谁知道新约里面头一个的应许？
Number one promise in the New Testament.
新约里面的第一个的应许。
It's in the first chapter of Matthew.
那是在马太福音第一章。
And verse 21.
马太福音第一章第二十八节。
The promise is.
马太福音。
It's what Gabriel told Joseph.
乃是天使百加列对约瑟所说的。
Matthew 1:21.
马太福音第一章第二十一节。
You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪中里救出来。
Do you know the meaning of the name Jesus?
你知不知道耶稣的名字的意思？
He will save his people from their sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
First promise in the New Testament.
这是新约里面的第一个应许。
Now in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面，
they didn't have this promise of being saved from your sin.
这里没有说到从罪恶里面救出来。
You know what they had in the Old Testament?
你说在旧约里面说什么？
God forgives our sins.
神赦免我们的罪。
David said, "How blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven."
大卫说，哦。那个、罪蒙整赦免的人，他们是何等的蒙
福。See Psalm 103.
在诗篇一百。
David says, sings this psalm.
一百一十三。
Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
诗篇一百零三。
Psalm 103, verse 1.
诗篇一百零三篇第一节的时候，我的。
What shall I bless the Lord, O my soul, for?
说我的心呢、啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Verse 12:2. What are his benefits towards me?
哦，他我的心呢、啊，诗篇一百零四。
Verse 2. He forget none of his benefits. Verse 2.
诗篇一百零三篇第二节说不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And verse 3.
第三节。
What is the first benefit?
头一个的。好处是什么呢？
He forgives all your sins.
他赦免你一切的罪孽。
All.
一切。
Praise the Lord who's forgiven all my sins.
赞美主，他赦免我一切的罪孽。
David said that 1,000 years before Jesus came to the earth.
大卫在主来以前一千年就说了。
But he could not say, Praise the Lord who saves me from my sins.
他不能够说赞美主，他拯救我脱离罪。
There's a difference between being forgiven and being saved.
在这里，赦免跟蒙拯救是不一样的。
You know, many of us say we are saved.
很多人我们得了拯救。
Actually, we are only forgiven.
其实你只是得到赦免。
Supposing you get angry.
哦，因为你会
Or you lust with your eyes.
或者你有眼目的情欲。
And you confess it.
你。认罪嘛。
The blood of Jesus cleanses you immediately.
耶稣的宝血洗净你的罪。
Are you forgiven?
你赦免了，被赦免了。
Yes.
你得赦免。
Are you saved from that sin?
你是不是从这个罪里面被拯救呢？
No, you may commit it again tomorrow.
因为你明天可能再犯同样的罪。
See the difference between being forgiven and being saved?
你在证明这个得赦免跟蒙拯救的不一样吗？
See, for example, if I have a little four-year-old boy.
我这边有个四岁的孩子。
And I tell him, don't go outside, my son, because they are digging a deep pit on the road. You'll fall into it.
我说你不要跑到外面去，因为在那里挖一个大坑，你会掉下去。
And you know, like all little children, they disobey their father.
你知道所有的孩子都不听爸爸的话。
And he falls into the pit.
然后他就掉到坑里面去。
And he can't climb out.
然后他上不来。
And he cries out, Daddy, Daddy.
他在说爸爸，爸爸，救我。
And I come running there.
我跑到那里。
Daddy, I'm sorry, I disobeyed you.
他说爸爸我不听你的话我对不起。
And I look down at him there.
我说你在下面。
It's okay, son, you're forgiven.
我说你得赦免。
Goodbye.
拜拜。
Have I forgiven him?
我赦免他了吗？
Yes.
我赦免他了。
Have I saved him?
我有没有救他呢？
No.
没有。
Has Jesus forgiven you?
耶稣赦免你了吗？
Yes.
赦免你了。
Has he saved you?
他拯救你了吗？
From your jealousy,
从你的
from your bitterness,
妒忌，从你的苦毒
from your anger,
从你的怒气
from your lust,
从你的私欲
from your anxiety,
从你的忧虑
from your fear,
从你的惧怕
from your pride,
从你的骄傲
from your selfishness,
从你的自私
and 101 other things,
还有许多许多的事情
What did Gabriel say? 加百列说什么? You shall call his name Jesus.
你要称他的名叫耶稣,
because he will save his people.
因为他要拯救他自己的百姓。
You can't save yourself.
你不能够救自己。
Could you get the forgiveness of sins yourself?
你能不能够借着自己得到罪的赦免呢? No.
If you had tried all your life, you could not have got forgiveness.
你努力一辈子也得不到神的赦免。You
accepted it.
因为你接受吧。He
forgave your sin.
他赦免你的罪。He
can also save you from your sin.
也能够拯救你脱离你的罪。But
if you don't believe,
如果你不信,
how did you get forgiveness?
你如何得着赦免?
You believed.
因为你信,
that's what's made the difference between you and that other person on the street today.
这就是你跟街上的人不一样。
And that's the difference between two believers.
这就是也是两个信徒的不一样。
You know, I was born again in 1959.
我1959年重生。
But for more than 16 years after that, I was a defeated Christian.
16年我都是一个失败的基督徒。
16 years.
16年之久。
I was born again.
我重生了，受洗了，
but defeated.
但失败。
Defeated, defeated.
失败。
I would confess my sin, fall into it again. Confess my sin, fall into it again.
我认我的罪又失败，认我的罪又犯罪。
Is that all there is in the gospel?
福音就是这样吗？
Is that only the gospel that I can give to a non-Christian?
是我只能够把这样的福音给那些不信主的人吗？
Supposing I tell a non-Christian, Jesus can save you.
我告诉那些不信主的人，耶稣能够救。
He can forgive your sins.
他能够赦免你的罪。
And he says, can he save me from the lust of my eyes?
他说他能够救我脱离这个眼目的情欲吗？
You say, well, no, 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 he can't save you from all that, but he can forgive your sins.
哦，他说他不能够去救你这些，他能够赦免你的罪。
And he says, I have another problem. I've got terrific anger. Can he save me from that?
他说我还有另外一个问题，我这个怒气非常厉害。
He says, no, 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 he can't save you from all that, but he can forgive your sins.
哦，说神不能救你。 你不发脾气,
he said, take away your Jesus, I don't want him.
他说我不要这样的耶稣。
What sort of gospel is that?
这是怎么样的福音呢?
The name of God is blasphemed among the heathen because of Christians.
哦, 神的名因着基督徒的缘故不能够叫人尊为圣。
What shall we do, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹我们应该做什么?
God is a good God.
神是一个,
we need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
We need to go back to God and say, Lord, forgive me for dishonoring your name.
我们需要对神说, 求你赦免我, 叫, 不因着我的缘故, 叫人尊你的名为圣。
I've got, Lord, I've got a little spark of faith in my heart today for a higher life.
哦, 今天在我的里面有一点的信心, 我要过更高的生活。
I don't want to live this low-level Christian life anymore.
我不要过这种低,
I want to trust you no matter how long it takes. I want to get into this land of victory.
Oh, 我要相信你, 我要信靠你, 不问付什么代价, 我要过得胜的生活。
That's how I cried out to God.
这是我对于神的呼喊。
I used to weep at night on my pillow and say, Lord, give me victory.
Oh, 我在神的面前流泪说, 神的叫我得胜。
When was the last time you wept at night to God and said, Lord, give me victory over sin?
你是什么时候在神面前流泪祷告说, 神啊把得胜给我,
叫我胜过罪。 Lord, give me abundant life.
神啊把更丰盛的生命给我。
I don't want this up and down and up and down and up and down defeated Christian life.
我不要这样上上下下失败的基督徒生活。
You think God will listen to you?
你相信神会听你这样祷告吗?
Of course he will.
他一定听你。
Didn't he listen to you when you asked him to forgive your sins?
哦，当他 你求他赦免你罪的时候，他有没有听你祷告呢？
He loves you more than you realize.
他爱你比你想象的更大。
He sent his son to save us from our sin.
他差他的儿子来拯救我们的罪。
The thief has come and stolen away half the gospel from us.
哦，魔鬼要把福音的一半偷走。
I'm asking you to get it back from the devil.
我告诉你们要从魔鬼那里抢回来。
Take back your inheritance from Satan.
哦，从撒旦那里夺回你的产业。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Bow our heads before God.
我们在神面前低下头来。
God has spoken to your heart.
如果神在你心中说话。
Do you know what his message is?
你知道这个信息。
My son.
孩子们啊。
My daughter.
女儿们啊。
Come up higher.
起来，活得更高一点。
Come up higher from the low level at which you're living.
从你那，哦。 低微的生活的情况里面起来。
I want to lift you up.
我要把你抬起来。
Will you let me do that?
你让我做吗?
I want to save you from your sins.
我要救你们脱离罪。
Open your heart to him.
向神打开你的心。
Just like you opened your heart many years ago for the forgiveness of sin.
就像你多年前因罪得赦免而打开你的心一样。
Lord, I want to enter into the second part of the gospel.
主啊，我要进入这救恩的第二部分。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
I believe something new is beginning in my heart today.
我相信今天在我的生命里面有一个新的开始。
I believe you will lift me up.
我相信你会把我。
Give me the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的工作。
I don't have the strength to overcome.
我自己没有力量能够胜过那一切。
I can't kill these giants, Lord.
我不能够杀掉这些巨人。
They're too strong for me.
他对于我来讲太强大了。
But none of them are too strong for you.
但是他们没有一个对你来讲是太强大。
In your name.
奉你的名。
In the name of Jesus who came to save me from my sins.
奉你的名，那个拯救我脱离罪的。
I believe I shall be an overcomer.
我相信我能够成为得胜者。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.